From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. An attack by at least one suicide bomber on a United Nations compound in western Afghanistan sparked a gun battle today. The compound is now reported to be secure. NPR's Jackie Northam has more on what happened from Kabul.
Local police say a suicide bomber blew himself up outside the United Nations facility and that at least three other men wearing explosive-laden vests rushed into the compound. UN officials describe the attack as complex. Local police say both NATO and Afghan security forces surrounded the buildings and that there was a gun battle after the initial explosions. Both local and foreign staff share the compound in Herat, one of the largest cities in western Afghanistan. The Taliban and other Islamist insurgents are not normally as active in Herat as they are in other parts of Afghanistan. Meanwhile, a photographer for the New York Times was seriously wounded after he stepped on a landmine. Joao Silva was embedded with U.S. troops in southern Afghanistan. No soldiers were hurt in the incident. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
The whistleblower website WikiLeaks says it will soon publish some 15,000 more secret documents about the war in Afghanistan. WikiLeaks told reporters in London today that the documents have now been fully vetted. WikiLeaks already released 77,000 similar documents on Afghanistan earlier this summer and has just released almost 400,000 alleged secret documents about the war in Iraq. That leak is being described as the biggest ever. However, Brookings Institution's senior fellow on foreign policy, Michael O'Hanlon, says it's not clear how important the released documents are.
I do believe their willingness to release documents with the names of informants or allies was irresponsible. But beyond that, I don't think that what they did was all that horrible, largely because we knew it. And also, unlike in Vietnam, the military today has been quite open about most of what it knows to be going on in these wars.
But NATO chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the release of the Iraq war documents is troubling.
In general, I can tell you that such leaks are very unfortunate and they may have very negative security implications for people involved.
The latest document suggests that U.S. forces in Iraq failed to follow up on credible evidence that Iraqi forces mistreated, tortured, or killed their captives. President Obama is trading barbs with Republicans over the economy today. In his weekly address, the president is warning that his overhaul of the rules governing Wall Street could be in jeopardy if Republicans gain control of Congress. In the GOP address, South Dakota Senator John Thune says Republicans have learned from their mistakes and are now determined to take the country in the right direction. He also denounced the economic stimulus bill and the health care overhaul. From Washington, this is NPR News. Now that France's Senate has passed a law overhauling the French pension system over massive national protests, Frank Browning reports that the larger fight over President Nicolas Sarkozy's future and his other social reforms have reached a critical stage.
A kind of collective hangover has settled over France this morning. Students, for the moment, are no longer raging through the streets, now departed for their 10-day Halloween vacation. Blockages of highways, refineries, and fuel depots, matched with forced reopenings by paramilitary police action, are in suspension. But the question remaining is whether Sarkozy's victory will be a battle won and a political career lost. Or for the unions, if France will now follow the austerity path of Britain, whose conservative government has just announced the layoff of 500,000 public employees. If the government saw this law as a move to salvage France's pension plan, a majority seem to see it as a badly managed, if necessary, change that will unravel half a century of social protections. And so, next week, we'll see more strikes. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
Medical officials are concerned that a cholera outbreak in rural Haiti could reach the tent camps where hundreds of thousands of earthquake survivors live. Officials now say at least 194 people have died and more than 2,300 others are sick. The cholera epidemic is the worst medical emergency to hit Haiti since the devastating earthquake back in January. The Texas Rangers are going to the World Series. They clinched the American League pennant with last night's victory over the New York Yankees. They will open the World Series a week from Wednesday against either the San Francisco Giants or Philadelphia Phillies. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.